It's our Coach's Insight programs, another week here on KARE 93.7 as we get you set for week 7 of high school football action at tomorrow night here in Northeast Kansas. And we started off here with Atchison and Phoenix football coach. That is Jim Smith. He joins us once again, and it's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's as well. We appreciate the sponsors. Of course, appreciate the time from Coach Smith as well. Coach, congratulations. Let's start here. You clinch at least a share of the Meadowlark Conference Championship with a big win against Highland Park last week, 62-21 the final. We'll kind of dive into that one in a moment and kind of break it down a little bit. But just first off, congratulations again. It has to be nice to kind of check something off the scoreboard.
Well, thank you, Brandon. It really is.
And let's dive into the game a little bit. Obviously, Highland Park, they certainly had some athletes and some talent going into that game. And obviously, you guys are able to put a quality performance together, hanging up 62 points. Just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from it.
Well, like you said, they had a very nice team. The kids have played really hard, but I thought our kids kind of late in the game, or I should say late in the second quarter, really stepped up, and we started getting our tempo going on our offense, which I think we kind of wore their kids down, and we had a little more depth than they did.
What allowed, you think, that tempo to maybe be there in that second quarter where you were able to put some key drives together and some touchdowns together?
Well, you know, we work real hard at getting in shape, and it all started back in the summertime when we were doing our weights and our conditioning. And then when we do our up-tempo, we do up-tempo every day in practice. I mean, that's what we do. We go, 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 and we try to run a play every 15 seconds as much as we can, and then we condition at the end of practice. And the kids just really have responded to it.
I know your defense. We've talked about them, and obviously 21 points allowed a very good Highland Park team. But the 2 weeks before that, you hold Schlegel and Washington to 6 points apiece. And I know that's been a big emphasis for your team this year on how good the defense has played.
Yeah, it really has. I really felt Highland Park kind of exposed us on our passing defense. They got some kids out in the open spaces, and they were so quick, and it was hard for us to tackle them, and they were hitting the open spots. And we, at the end of the quarter, you know, they made a play with no time left on the clock, 30-yard pass play that they converted for a touchdown. And we did some talking at halftime. We made some adjustments at halftime, and kids did a good job of doing what we asked of them.
Obviously, still undefeated in league play. That lone loss back in week number one to Ottawa. Again, that was a 24-14 final, but seems like a long time ago, you know, from that week one game. What's different about your team now, maybe compared to that first week?
Oh, I think it was just a matter of getting some kids in the right spot. I really do. I mean, we had some key kids, like quarterback position and a slot position, and getting a new lineman in there, and then defensively we had to make some adjustments there as well. Again, I say getting kids in the right spot, and I think that's paid off for us.
A couple more minutes here with Atchison football coach. That is Jim Smith, again brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. Phoenix clinched at least a share of the Meadowlark Conference title with the win last week against Highland Park. They'll play Wyandotte next week in the final week of the regular season to clinch it outright. But, Coach, a non-district, or I should say a non-league game for you here on Friday nights, and you go to Parsons. They are out of the Southeast Kansas League. They're the Vikings. They are a 3A school. They are 2-4 on the year, but they seem to be playing better. They beat Neodesha last week 38-13. What's kind of the initial thoughts on your Week 7 opponent?
Well, it's a game that I've been looking forward to, just somebody different to play. Parsons has a very good program down there. They got a I know they're 2-4, but they play a very tough schedule. You know, I know you say they're a 3A school, but they're the closest as far as enrollment to us. You know, we have 330 kids, and I believe they have 318. So, you know, we're right on that bubble of being the smallest 4A and could be the largest 3A of enrollment here or there. And they're kind of the same way. And they're a good program. That's all I can say about them. They're good. They're going to be well coached, and I think they'll be ready for us.
They started the season 0-3, but have won two of their last three. They beat Baxter Springs as well on the road in week four. They've also lost to Frontenac, and then, of course, Neodesha, the win last week. But Labette County, Fort Scott, Christ Prep Academy, the other three teams they saw early on in the year. What do you see from them maybe on film that stands out, really, that could be a concern for you guys tomorrow night?
Well, just watching their execution on offense, they get their kids in the right spots. Defensively, they hustle through the ball. They tackle very well. And special teams, you know, their kicking game's kind of lax a little bit, but their punting game's very good. So, you know, they're kind of 50-50 on the special teams.
And it's a little bit of a lengthy road trip for you guys down to Southeast Kansas. So, you know, you don't get a ton of road trips like this, you know, very often. You know, how do you handle that with the kids? What's the schedule kind of look like with a little bit longer of a road trip tomorrow?
Well, a little bit, I think it's a lot.
That's fair. Yeah, that's true.
I think it's a lot. It's a 3-hour trip. We're going to leave at noon. We're going to go about halfway down Garnett, there's a little lake down at Garnett. We're going to get off the bus and walk around a little bit, eat a little lunch, and then get back on and try to be there about 4 o'clock. I don't know if everybody knows, but it's a 6 o'clock start, and that way we can get home a little earlier Friday night.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this one tomorrow night.
Well, it's really hard to say right now. We're kind of banged up right now, and the key is going to be taking care of that doggone football because, again, they do tackle very well, and we're going to be without a couple of kids, and we're going to have some kids step up.
There it is, Atchison football coach Jim Smith. You just heard it as well. Again, just a note, their game tomorrow night at Parsons. It is a 6 o'clock start time. Again, they got a lengthy road trip down there, so the 6 o'clock start time helping them get back a little bit early. Again, Coach, congratulations. A share of the Meadowlark Conference title. You have a chance to win that outright next week, but obviously got to get through this Week 7 tilt tomorrow night at Parsons. Safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Brandon. Thanks so much.